A new start, a new declaration, a new journey, a new mind, a new understanding, a new praise, a new worship, a new balance. God, I'm ready for a new. I want a new start.
Girl, look. Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own
purpose. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after... Going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All
right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. What's up, y'all? What y'all doing? I'm feeling great. It's Sunday morning, or really Sunday afternoon, but I've been up spending some time with God, some much needed time with God. And I actually found myself in James, or I have been finding myself in James for the past week or so. I'm in James chapter 4 this morning, and I just want to share with y'all what I read this morning. So James 4, chapter 7, verses 7 through 10. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Ooh. And purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lord, okay. All right. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Today is not going to be a full-length message today. It's literally just some words of encouragement to my listeners, to anyone who is under the sound of my voice. I'm literally all morning, all day today. I really just want to stay in the presence of God and stay where he has me. But he gave me a word to give to you all. And the word is new. Reading that scripture, it helps me understand that if I humble myself in all things that I do, if I humble myself, God will lift me up. And how many times do we not take the higher road? How many times do we not take the opportunity to receive something new? Humbling ourselves can be new. We probably don't know how to do that. We probably don't realize the we probably don't have the understanding of that. So all morning, the word new, and not K-N-E-W, it's N-E-W, that new. And God has been really speaking to me about, I've been posting a lot of content on my Instagram, Drea Story, and a lot of reels, and just a lot of like little quick messages, just inserts from the Bible, things that God has been speaking to me through the word. And I got a lot of content over there. So I had posted this morning. I woke up this morning with this sense of urgency to pray for somebody. And me, I guess, being an intercessor, praying for people that I don't even know, or I don't know why I'm praying for them, but I found myself praying for a certain woman, an R&B singer. I saw an interview of hers yesterday, and she said something that was so profound that it kind of just struck me. And it struck me because what she said doesn't match up to what she's doing in the industry. And that's no judgment. That's no placement on me to point the finger or, you know, call anybody double-minded or whatever like that. But you can see things in people, and you can see the direction that they're headed based on the things that they do and they say, the things that come out of their mouth. So I began to pray for her, and really it's a prayer for me, it's a prayer for you all, that God continues, or that we allow him to continue to lead us in the right direction. Because a lot of times we are so fearful of what other people may think, or what other people's expectations or perceptions of us or towards us will be, that we don't necessarily live out the life that God wants us to live. We don't become or pursue the things that God wants us to pursue because we have the world's perspective. We have too many opinions around us. We are not in the right spaces and places and environments that will help cultivate our gifts. So our light begins to dim in areas where God called us to shine our light, or for our light to shine. So I started praying for her, and I literally just started asking God, continue to guide our steps, continue to be visible in our lives. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, give us a new perspective. We may be in the same position. We may be in the same place and space around the same people, the same environment. But give us a new vision, a new perspective of who you are and what you want us to be, or who you want us to be and what you want us to do. Continue to create in us a new and clean heart. Give us a new mind, a new revelation. Help us to see you even when the world clouds up our minds and our visions, even when it's hard to see you. Help us to see you. Help us to see what you're doing and what you're trying to, the message that you're trying to get across to us. So I'm just praying, and I'm standing on this word for the week, all day today, new. God, show me something new. Show me something new about myself. Show me something new about you. Give me a new journey, a new pursuit, a new tactic, a new strategy, a new song, a new praise, a new worship, a new something that will help me continue to be guided by you, that will help me notice that where I am and what I'm doing is not your will. So help me to see it. Give me fresh eyes. Give me fresh ears. Help me to guard my ears and my eyes. Help me to watch what I'm looking at. Watch what I'm hearing. Help me to watch what I am indulging that's continuing to lead me away from you. I want a new understanding of you. I want to be a new person. I want to have a fresh new start. I may have messed up last night. I may have messed up this morning, but the opportunity is always there to turn around, to make things better, to repent, to ask for forgiveness. The availability is always there. I'm going to share something else with you all, a journal entry that I had a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so. Let me go get it. April 3rd, 2021 at 8:58 a.m. I wrote, "The journey is still available." What does this mean? It means that it's not too late to embark on the path that God has for you. It's not too late to change. It's not too late to forgive. It's not too late to be healed. It's not too late to bring your problems and your emotions to God. You don't have to suffer anymore. You don't have to embark on the wrong path. It's your time to live in pursuit. Man, we just feel like we mess up so bad, or we feel like we go against God so much that it's hard to get back in his presence, or it's hard to even come back to him. And it's not hard at all. We allow the devil, we allow the enemy to keep us condemned, to keep us shameful and doubtful in our sin, that we don't even bring that sin to God. We don't bring those emotions to God. But we don't want to bring to him what is burdening us the most. The journey is still available. Salvation is still available. A new start is still available, even in the midst of what you are praying for, even in the midst of what you're going through. Don't you want a new start? Don't you want to be made new? Don't you want a clean heart? Don't you want to be able to have the ability to treat people right? Don't you want to have the ability to do things right with integrity and strength? Don't you want to be made new? A lot of us are scared to take that opportunity because we don't know what it looks like. We're so used to us. We're so used to what we think and leaning on to our own understanding that we are scared to pursue the new. We got to step into the unknown and know that God is there with us. There is a present help. Psalms 46, there is a present help, you all. So I want to make a declaration with you all. And I want to turn some music on. I want to make a full-blown declaration with you all. Because I really feel like a lot of us, we want to take the next step. We want to be made new, but we just don't know how. We don't know how to get there. We don't know what it's going to look like. But I'm telling you, God wants this for you. So say this with me. God, I want to experience something new. I want the word that I stand on to be new. I want to be made new in my mind. I want to be made new in my heart. I want to be made new in my transformation. I want to be made new as an entrepreneur. I want to be made new as a mother, as a father, as a sister, as a child of God. I want to experience you in a new way. I need a new perspective. I need a new hope, a new belief, a new strength, a new direction. I'm tired of going through the same cycles and the same struggles. I'm tired of being the person that everybody expects me to be. I just want to be made new, and I want you to be the one that changes me. I don't want to just have this responsibility on myself to change myself. I don't know what I'm doing. I need a new start, a new opportunity, a new location, a new environment, a new group of friends, a new relationship, a new heart. Everything in my life seems like it's a routine, and it seems like I'm just running around in circles doing the same things over and over and over again. But I want a new routine. I want to be able to wake up each morning and decide to have a new start, a new opportunity to sit with you, a new opportunity to just thank you and be grateful and become a better person. So, some of you have been having health issues. Ask God for a new diet, a new plan of action, a new desire to do right, to do things better, a new chance. The journey is available. It's still available. His arms are still wide open for you. So choose to have a new start. Just choose a new start today. That's really that's really all I gotta say to y'all today. Like, I had a whole series planned to start today, but I gotta be obedient and I gotta go with the Holy Spirit, and I really have to. I feel that for somebody. I feel that for me. I feel that for a lot of you that listen. So I just hope that you all are blessed by this podcast. I hope that it's helping you. I hope that it's strengthening your journey of pursuit. I hope that you have a new sense of understanding, a new boldness, a new audacity to pursue God in a whole new way. Starting now, starting today, in this moment. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till the next week on the next episode. Like, today, right now. So I love you all, and I will talk to y'all in my next episode on next week. Please make sure you leave a review. Make sure you leave a rating. And make sure you just get in the presence of God. Stop what you're doing on today. Let God interrupt your plans. Let him interrupt your schedule. I know you had a brunch today. I know you had everything planned. I know you was going to see your boo today. Like, Allow God to just, you know, interrupt your plans and give you a new plan. I love you all. I'll talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.